So-called big-box retailers stay competitive by keeping down their costs. And a state legislator in Montana says that stores like Walmart are keeping costs too low. The lawmaker says the stores pay so little that they drive some employees to seek help from the government. For that and other reasons, the lawmaker wants a statewide tax on the big store sales. Kathy Witkowski reports from Missoula.
It's a lovely winter evening, and here on the edge of town, the Walmart Supercenter parking lot is busy as usual, filled with loyal, satisfied customers like Janet Sandifer.
It's like you open the doors and angels sing. You know what I mean? It's like, if you want it, we've got it. So, I love Walmart. I love it.
But she's not entirely comfortable admitting that.
I know, I always feel so ashamed when I say that, because it feels like, you know, Walmart and Kmart and those things are monopolizing the whole, you know. But at the same time, I have to save money, and I'm on a budget, and you're going to go where everything's cheaper, and that's where I go. So I get everything at Walmart.
Sandifer can also console herself with the knowledge that Montana's big box stores collectively pay millions of dollars in property and income tax, provide thousands of jobs, and draw shoppers from around the region. But critics like Montana State Senator Ken Toole say they also drain the local economy, kill competition, and pay so poorly that many of their employees qualify for publicly subsidized services such as health care and housing. So he's proposing that the stores be taxed on gross receipts that exceed $20 million a year.
I don't think that we are going to eliminate big box retailing through doing this. This is, to me, a question of recognizing there's a business model out there that's being used, getting some public revenue from that business model, and recognizing that their employment practices are shifting costs onto the rest of us.
He says his goal isn't to punish the mega retailers.
I would just assume nobody pays the tax.
In fact, the bill provides a loophole. It exempts retailers who pay each of their full-time employees at least $22,000 a year, including benefits, as long as their workforce is at least 75% full-time.
If we could move up the pay for all these folks, that would save revenue, because then their employees wouldn't be on public services nearly as much if they were making this equivalent of $22,000 a year or getting their health insurance benefits.
Not many retailers here in Montana, large or small, provide that much compensation to entry-level workers. The state's major business organizations are vehemently opposed to the bill. They say it creates what amounts to Montana's only sales tax and levies it on only one type of business.
We're not opposed to encouraging good corporate responsibility, but let's make it apply to everybody.
Brad Griffin is president of the Montana Retail Association, which represents hundreds of stores, including the big boxes.
They're good companies. They offer good-paying jobs in Montana. They have a huge presence here. They pay a lot of taxes, and I just think it's a mistake to single them out for extra taxation.
The proposed 1% tax doesn't kick in until a store rings up $20 million in sales and tops out at 2% on sales of more than $40 million. But as Costco's Doug Shutt points out, big box stores make their money on volume, not markup.
We're a low-margin business. We're cost-plus. And when you talk about levying a 1% or 2% sales tax, that eats into a good portion of our bottom-line profit.
Nobody knows whether the bill would lead to higher prices, as the business lobby predicts, or higher wages, as Senator Toole hopes. Dick King of the Montana Economic Developers Association fears it might damage the state's image. Still, he acknowledges that it has sparked an important conversation.
What it's really creating is more discussion and debate among people across the state about the job market and the need in this state to work hard to create quality jobs. So I think that's going to be a positive impact from the bill, even if it doesn't pass.
Even better, he says, would be if the publicity caused some big box employers to increase their wages and benefits voluntarily. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Missoula, Montana.